Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. It's Thursday. Just want to first talk about some of the things that, you know, I've heard or seen happening in the news. I know we had the Notre Dame, as you call it, burned literally to the ground yesterday. We've had some churches back in Louisiana that some people are talking about that had burned down. I pray for that everybody's safe and that nobody was hurt. And I just ask that we can all just basically stop making everything about a race and a color, but make it about the love of people. If you're upset and you don't think your section of the world is being looked upon or forgotten, do something about it. Don't just be a talker. Be a doer. You know, Jesus was a doer. He wasn't just a talker. So if you want something to change, first go to your city hall, participate in meetings, talk to your mayor, talk to the commissioners, talk to other people to get rallies going. Not bat rallies to hurt anybody, but rallies to speak up. Offer to help in situations, offer to volunteer. Because, you know, it just takes one person to make a pebble in the water to make it work. Thank you for tuning in to Rolling with the Diva. I'm so grateful you're here. We're going to listen to a song called by Lady Princess, and it's called Turn It Up for Jesus.
It's time to dance right now.
All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. Happy. Oh, we have another song coming. Here we go. Oh, we got a wrong song here, and I'm trying to see where this is coming from. All right. Well, we're going to play another song. Here we go. Ooh. Let's see where this is coming from. I have two. Yeah,
the God that healeth me, Jehovah, the God that meets my needs, sovereign God Almighty, you are. Sovereign God Almighty, you
All right. Hello, we're back, and I won't apologize. That was a different one of my indie artists, and I was in the folder, and it just continued to play. So sometimes, and as before, as you guys know, I've had different artists in here, so it is what it is. I went on to the other song, and that was Jehovah. We are back, and that's my dog whining in the back because he's in heat. Oh, my goodness. He's been driving me crazy the last couple of days. So today we're talking about God is always in the light, even if it's darkness. And sometimes in life, we think that we're in a black hole and we never can get out because we can't seem to find a key to the door or the possible escape route. Have you guys ever been to one of those game places that are, you know, brick and mortar where you go in and they lock you in a room and you have so much time to get out? That's sort of kind of what's lost in a black hole. However, hold on, my friends. God is there. You may not see him, but he's always there. Never lose sight that you're capable of succeeding and that you're more than enough. That is one of my favorite terms. You're more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. You're loved. You're wanted. Today, we're going to talk about how I came out of the darkness and how I began to understand that even when it was dark times in my life, when my dad left me when I was younger and he left my other siblings, and it was a lot of chaos, a lot of drama, a lot of things going on, but I learned that even without my earthly dad, that I found joy later in life because I learned how not to be bitter and that joy is for real. Happiness is a fleeting moment, and I learned through that, through darkness. It's important to be able to identify positive characteristics about yourself and take the negative ones and identify what you need to learn and move on and why it's important to be able to tell yourself and others and identify the talents that God gave you, because we all have talents, but sometimes we dismiss those talents or compare ourselves to other people, and that's what gets us in the black hole. So how many of you people are wondering what is the definition of a black hole? And what's a black hole? Most of us know a black hole is a region of space exhibiting, this is off of Google, a black hole is a region of space-time exhibiting such a strong gravitational effect that nothing, not even particles, electromagnetic radiation, such as light, can escape from inside it. The theory of general relativity predicts that sufficiently compact mass can deform space-time to form a black hole. That was off of Google, but it was from Wikipedia. Let's read you another version of it. I really like these. This is just from a dictionary. Black hole, a region of space having, like we just said, a gravitational field so intense that no matter radiation can escape. Informal, a place where people or things, especially money, disappear without a trace. The morbid economy has been a black hole for federal funds.
Definitely has.
All right, so we're going to go back. So how does that affect in what I'm talking about today? Well, as you guys know, I'm really telling my story on the air, and I'm in the process of writing a book. I really have been really efficiently writing. Thank you to Volante for keeping motivating me. But it's about my family. It's about that life is good no matter what family you're born to. You can always develop a family on earth. Blood is not necessarily meaning you have to stick with them forever. Some do, some don't. My dad has chose to move on down the road without me, and I used to be upset about that. I used to tell stories about where my dad was or make up stories about another dad. And then I just realized the only father I need is my daddy in heaven, and I thank him for that, who walks with me. My dad walked away, as I said last week, when I was 8 years old, going to look for a bike. He never came back. I met up with him a couple of times in life. Once when I saw him at Knott's Berry Farm, that was just by the grace of God. That was my doing. And because whenever he did see me, like at Knott's Berry Farm, he lost my number in a black hole. Get it? He just flew off the face of the earth. Never heard from him again. Then there was another time, same thing. So I always said my family was lost in a black hole because we were always waiting for our dad to rescue us, but we didn't need a rescue because God had already redeemed us, saved us, and we just had to see him in that. So I want to read you a Bible verse that I found when I was waiting for the song to come back up, and I like this one. 1 John 1:5. And this is from Bible Hub. This is the message we have heard from him and declare it to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness. There is no darkness in Jesus. You cannot serve darkness and you cannot serve evil at the same time. You have to. God is light. Satan is darkness. You cannot serve two masters. That's a Bible verse somewhere in the Bible. I quoted it. It's not exactly the right version quote, but it is what it is. So I had to learn that even though I felt dark, and we're all going to have those places in our life where we feel dark, whether we're struggling with, you know, an illness, a family, a grieving, a death, or somebody, a family member's in hospice, or our child was diagnosed with a rare disease and may need chemotherapy. Speaking of that, please pray for Kimmy Kim. She is one of our sponsors for Rolling with the Divas. She's part of Relations. She is the CEO and founder of Relations Radio and Magazine, and she is struggling. Well, she won't tell you she's struggling because she's not struggling. She'll tell you God is right there with her. And even though it may seem darkness, she's not in darkness because she has God. But pray for her that she would continue to walk with God, that as her, I think it's her two more chemos, and that would be enough and she wouldn't need radiation. But we just pray God stays with her. Another version of the Bible that I want, another verse I want to read to you guys. I will do that, but I want to come back to when you feel like you're not loved, or you're not cared for, or nobody wants to be there for you, whether it's your dad, your family, friends, or struggling at work, and you just feel like it's just proverbial darkness. And some people get so dark that they want to kill themselves. I want you to stop, breathe again, and remember, you are loved. You are wanted. Maybe you don't feel that. Call a friend up. Trust somebody. Call 911 if you're wanting to kill yourself and you just cannot wait another day. Or call 211 in any state for counseling, for domestic violence, for food, and referrals for counseling. You're not alone. I know that the world right now may make us seem more alone, or the times in your life, whether you've been young or maybe you're still going through something dark, you're not alone. Because God can shine his light in your heart and help you see through the darkness. So don't ever think that you're alone. We're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back. And this is by Glorious. Actually, ministerial appointed, and it's Glorious.
Glory, God. About the cross and the healing. think, warrior, you're so excellent. Only you are free. No one call me like you are. You are free. Yes, there's none divine here. You are free. And there's no rock that you hold. No rock that you hold. You are free. I found no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are free. Yes, you're glorious. Praise now, power in your majesty and your victory. Somebody say, is it you? He is the name of so much more. Oh, you worship him in your field. Go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody loving? Say you are your glory, God.
All right, that was Glorious by Appointed, Minister Appointed. She is a great gospel singer and a pastor. And again, I looked up more information about darkness, and I like this that I found on my dog. You guys have to forgive him. And this is on ccfellowship.com. And they say, there is no darkness greater than God. This is the message which we've heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. You guys remember, I just read that. And they go on to say, the truth of the passage resounds through my soul. When the scripture says God is light and in him is no darkness at all, it is showing us the authority of his light in our lives. Guys, remember, God created the earth 7 days, so he is in charge of everything. We should also know that God's authority rules the darkness. Satan will bow down to God. Actually, darkness is a non-reality which has only limited power and no authority of kingdom of light nor its subjects. We can rebuke it. Remember that you have been delivered from the power of darkness and conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of His love. The kingdom of the Son of His love is also the kingdom of light where there is no darkness. Father, Son, Holy Spirit are one. In the Gospel of John, the scripture says, but as many as received to him, he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but God. We're born through God. He came, and that's what this Easter coming up is about. God came for us. He was 33 years old when he passed away for us, and he came to fulfill the Old Testament and bridge it with the New Testament. So just remember that. If you want God in your life, all you have to do is confess your sins, ask him to come in your heart, receive it in prayer. And if you have a higher power or you believe in a religion, then that's okay too. Just, you can't just rely on yourself. Being born again by the will of God places us in a unique position of an overcomer. We have residence within us, the Spirit of Christ who overcame the world. That means there is nothing that has been created that even has a possibility of defeating those who are in his life. Let us walk in the authority of his light, keep the faith. And again, that was ccfellowship.com. I just want you guys to understand that I could dwell on my dad, because when you go to look up things on my dad, it always pops up, even with my name, it'll pop up my sister Serena. There's a book out there where it's Venus envy, that the guy said that I'm jealous of Venus, which is not true. It's sometimes it does hurt, even nowadays, that when you look up things, that is, I'm not brought up with my dad, and you have to really search for Richard Williams being with Betty Williams, and Google doesn't have much on me as far as my dad. But then I just realized I don't need all of that. That's an earthly thing. What I need to make sure and be assured of is that I'm not in the darkness of the world, but that I have the light of Jesus in me in this world, and that I can be a beacon of hope for other people to know that no matter what you go through, whether it's sexual abuse, molest, you're sold into slavery, or you're for sexual pleasures for other people, or you're a sex trafficking victim, or you have a drinking addiction, alcohol, shopping, that you're not alone. Men and women can struggle with pornography. I can be testified to that. So we all have something, but we can, out of that darkness rises Christ in us, and he helps us be a light to the world. So never underestimate that you are a valuable, important human being in this world. And I'm so thankful that you took the time to listen to my show and to really be, to understand who you are. We're going to play a song, and it's Take Me There by Lady Princess. Oh, sorry, guys. Started over. Hi guys, the song is not finished, but I wanted to jump in and say thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You know, and I want to just real quick talk to you guys about the talents, and then we're going to finish out with Take Me There by Lady Princess. We all have gifts. We all have talents. But before I read you the verse on talents, I want you guys to know that never feel you are alone. Never feel you're in a darkness. We may have those times, but get in the Word, read your Bible. Before you go to anybody, this is what I had to learn to come out of darkness. Instead of running to every human with my problem, I had to learn to trust God, read his word and allow him to help me and him to tell me how he wanted me to share my story, or maybe he wanted me to be quiet at that moment to help somebody else. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." God is the only one who can direct our path. We sometimes, as I've learned, running through other humans can leave you in darkness. But if you learn to trust in God first and then go by who he may have you want to talk to, whether it's going to a counselor, or maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a pastor, or maybe he wants you to volunteer on something that will take your mind. Because sometimes that's what I've learned. Focusing on other people and has brought me out of my darkness, and I want to encourage you guys to do that, because life is so, so wonderful. And it may not always be that. We have joy. Remember I talked about joy. Joy is what? Jesus, others than yourself. So you're going to always have joy if you choose to have joy, but happiness can be a fleeting moment. You're happy here, you're happy there, not happy, you're happy. You know what I mean. You guys get it. You're not dumb bunnies. Nope. So Ephesians says, 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, with God prepared in advance for us." So if you go through, I challenge you guys to go through the Bible this week, find a couple of verses on God's love and find a couple of verses on talents. "All who are skilled among you come and make everything the Lord has commanded," Exodus 35:10, James 1:17. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who do not change like shifting shadows." Okay? Just remember, close your eyes, think about what you want in life, ask God to bless it, and ask him to lead you in the directions. 1 Corinthians 12:5-6, "There are different kinds of service, but the same. There are different kinds of working, but all of them and everyone is the same. We all have different gifts. We all have different talents. Your talent is not mine. My talent is not yours. What God has for you is for me." Sometimes I think that's why we are say, "Oh, we're lost," or I used to be in a black hole, because I'm worried about doing what everybody else is doing instead of doing what God has me. Because you will stay dark and stay in a different place until you realize and what a focus on what God has for you. And you'll just keep running around. Maybe you're happy, but underneath you're not. So just want to encourage you with that, to remember that. I'm looking up a Bible verse on talents and gifts, and then I will play the song, and we're going to end the show. And then we'll see you guys on Sunday, all right? Let me find this thing. Okay, here we go. Wow, this one has 100 Bible verses. Okay, here we go. 1 Corinthians 12:4-6. "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of services, but the same Lord, and there are a variety of activities, but the same empowers them all in every way." Okay, so, and then I love this one, Matthew 24:14-30. "For it will be like a man going on a journey. He called his servants and entrusted them to take his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 1, 2, and to another 1, and each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents were at once and traded with them, and he made 5 more talents. And then you guys can finish it, because you'll see that some of them didn't do what they were supposed to do. But this one I like, because it says James 1:7, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above." We all have gifts, talents, and abilities, all of us, coming down from the Father of light. With them, there is no variation or shadow. You guys have a wonderful week. You're loved. You're wanted. Remember, I ask Jesus to bless you 7 times over in your family, in your financial, your personal, and work. And if you're going through a dark place, whether it's work, home, or anywhere, just know that God is with you through that darkness. Maybe it will be dim for a while and dark for a while, but you will see. You will continue to see the light in him. Have a great day.
I'm gonna get there.